You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis met on Friday with a delegation from the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople, which is in Rome, to attend celebrations for Saturday's feast of Saints Peter and Paul. Traditionally, as spiritual leader of Orthodox Christians worldwide, the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I sends a delegation to Rome each June the 29th, while a Catholic delegation travels to Istanbul each November the 30th to mark the feast of Saint Andrew, patron of the Orthodox world. In his meeting with the Orthodox representatives led by Metropolitan Ioannis Zizioulas, Pope Francis spoke of important progress in the official dialogue between Catholics and Orthodox, which has already produced many joint documents. The Joint International Commission for Theological Dialogue, co-chaired by Metropolitan Ioannis and Cardinal Kurt Koch, is currently studying the key question of primacy and collegiality in the Church of the first century, one of the main obstacles on the road to unity and reconciliation between the East and Western churches, which divided in 1054. In his address to the delegation, Pope Francis said it is significant that today we are able to reflect together in truth and love on these issues, starting with what we have in common, but without hiding that which still separates us. This is not merely a theoretical exercise, but one of getting to know each other's traditions in order to understand and sometimes to learn from them as well. We know very well, the Pope continued, that unity is primarily a gift from God, for which we must pray without ceasing. But we all have the task of preparing the conditions, of cultivating the soil of the heart, so that this extraordinary grace can be received.